I'm you know, for me, hip hop, I wanna, and we were saying this earlier, I wanna hear stuff that I haven't heard before.
Right.
So like 99% of the hip hop that I hear these days is just the same. And it's just kinda get like, what am I listening to it for? Mm. You know, and for me, that's keeping it 100. Right, it right. is what it might be good. The beat is dope. The lyrics might be whatever on a technical thing. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, why am I listening to this? 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 Why am I listening to this?
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kirk G.
And of course, it's E Green. Whoop!
Oh shit, that might be the theme tonight, my nigga.
And that's not the sound of the police either.
No sir.
Exactly. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Lil Boosie,
free at last,
gets released from prison. According to accounts, rapper Lil Boosie government Torrance Hatch. Torrance,
with that again.
We know how you like to put the governments out there.
Yeah, exactly. Torrance Hatch has been released from Louisiana State Penitentiary. The warden confirmed that, and I guess it was last couple of days ago around 7 p.m. Boosie will attend a press conference organized by Atlantic Records. Imagine that, he's on a major label.
Of course he is.
The 31-year-old will remain on parole until 2018.
And the label setting up a press conference.
The label setting up a press conference.
This nigga was wrongly accused of some shit.
Right. No doubt. And I remember when that nigga got caught in prison
and
dealing
like,
drugs?
Yeah, never getting out.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, he should sell drugs. He's not getting out. And the thing about it, he had like 3 to 5 bodies surround, you know?
Allegedly.
Right. 3 to 5 bodies. But he's out. He's on a major label getting crazy.
And they can't wait to put the first album out.
The Dick Ride blogs are all over this nigga.
They love him.
It wasn't just the Dick Ride blogs, B. It was everybody. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything. And you know what? I got in my feelings, B.
Why'd you get in your feelings?
I got my feelings because, like, it just, again, showed me the attention of folks is just so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We talking about a dude who got out of jail for, I mean, he was in jail for about 4 years, right?
Something like
so
that.
He exactly did something. It was about 4 years, so he did something that was holding him in there, right?
Right, right.
And everybody's, you know, cheering his release and that, this, that, and the other. But at the same day, our government was talking about giving away $1 billion in aid to some other country.
Man, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, most people, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not just going to say niggas.
No,
I'm just going to say most people, they can't even comprehend that $1 billion. But they can comprehend Boosie, because they're going to comprehend getting his mixtape when it hits the streets. They're going to comprehend probably, according to Atlantic Records, getting an album. Everybody gonna be on it. Drake, Ross.
But that's another thing that with our culture that we call hip hop, and that they love bullshit like this. They just love to get into bullshit like this. This means so much to them. They put out free such and such t-shirts.
Right.
That nigga could have killed 10 people.
No
doubt. Nigga be walking around with a free this person's t-shirt on.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about nothing else except for dumb shit.
And it ain't no offense to that brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. He's
ain't no offense
free,
to him.
Hey, he's free.
I'm talking about all these other people that was doing all that crazy. And again, like I said, I don't need $1 billion to help me pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? A couple thousand and I'll be good.
Right.
We giving away $1 billion. And then, you know, I've talked to some financial folks. Oh, well, it's in the budget for this. Fuck that budget, B.
I'm trying to tell you, the average electorate, beyond hip hop, the average electorate they just can't even comprehend that, because that happens a lot. You know, the United States give away a lot of money to a lot of countries. You know what I'm saying? So that happens a lot.
Free Boosie.
Whoop.
Jeez.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Lil Wayne reportedly owes Uncle Sam a boatload of money in back taxes. According to tax lien obtained by TMZ, Weezy failed to pay taxes for 2011-2012 and owes a staggering $5,843,000. And in the year prior to that, $6,300,000. how come Wesley Snipes is doing Fed time?
Because Wesley ain't want to pay.
Yeah, Wesley was just straight up, I ain't paying that shit.
Well, Weezy apparently ain't paying.
He must have gave him something to keep him off his ass, because you know Sam don't play that shit.
Not I mean, damn near, he's in the sand for damn near $12 million.
Well, I guess he ain't getting robbed, huh? he making a little bit of paper over there.
That does maybe, yeah, you're right. I guess he ain't getting robbed like we thought he was.
It's nothing like my daddy.
Should I hit it or you?
Go ahead, B.
Whoop! No doubt. So I that shit's old. I gotta be dead ass honest with you. This whole celebrity owing taxes shit.
Oh well.
Come on, man. That's just
when
old.
Will they learn, B?
They're not gonna learn
that I-9 is critical.
And that ain't a highway, you nigga.
No, sir.
Oh, shit.
It's a highway to jail if you don't pay attention.
But anyway, but they say he actually owed an additional $7 million back in 2008, but paid it by 2012.
See, he got a good reputation with them. He's paid them.
Oh, okay. Right. So they probably got him on a payment plan.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. So, indeed, that's incredible.
Oil, that is.
Yes. Oh shit, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way early. Commercial cuts that came across my radar. I didn't have any last week, but I got two doozies this week.
A doozy.
I'm not endorsing, I'm just saying.
You better not be, because you're getting flogged if you ever say you're endorsing this first.
The first record is Puff Diddley or Sean Combs. Featuring Rick Ross, Big Homie. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could stop the entire show, music and all, let me tell you this Diddy and Ross record is the worst fucking record ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever, ever? Ever, ever?
Ever, ever. My nigga. I mean, it sound, okay, this, imagine this scene. Okay, trap beat. Okay, French Montana writing the lyrics with a Rick Ross flow. And all that's from the mogul.
Right.
Ross ain't even get in the track yet. All that's going on, and that shit sounds absolutely terrible. I dare somebody to step up from the Digest Nation and defend that motherfucker.
Anybody that's part of the Digest Nation is not defending that.
Oh, okay, I'm just saying.
They know me on the block.
I'm just saying, yo, I listened to the entire record. I mean, E. Color could barely get through Combs' first verse.
Had to get out.
I ain't even heard this shit.
I'm gonna give it to him DC style. It was terrible.
I'm telling you, yo, it's the worst shit ever. Ever.
I would think the mogul make too much money to do that shit.
See, there you go. And that's the point I'm saying. Damn. I mean, is Combs making that much money?
Yes.
That somebody can't come to him and be like, that record just don't sound good, son.
He got Ciroc Amaretto on deck. Bitches love it. You know what he said?
Okay.
He got money, B.
That's true. Okay. What about Ross's camp? Could somebody come to Ross as his man?
Nah.
And be like, yo, you doing a lot of hanging out with Diddy, and I see the Ciroc in the videos, and I see the product placement. I know what's going on.
Exactly.
But that record is, it's just not good.
It don't matter.
He's the boss. And if niggas come up and say anything to the boss, they getting fired.
The
you off the
say.
Team. The gravy train is gone.
Oh, yeah. Another 50.
So they ain't having it. So they ain't nobody going to say nothing out the way to this nigga.
So Gunplay don't have the gravitas to come up to him and be like, I don't think that's really a good look.
Not if you still want to be down with the team. If that nigga still want to be down with the team, he better not say nothing. You know these niggas is sensitive about they shit.
Oh,
so they really
shit.
Don't have any real niggas around them actually say to them, yo, that's some bullshit.
So none of the new janitors, Fat Trail, can come up.
You just call them janitors. They on the payroll, nigga. They not gonna do shit. They ain't saying nothing.
Fresh on the payroll.
They ain't even worked their way up the fries yet, nigga. They still mopping the floor.
Oh, they off that McDowell's.
Oh my God, it's incredible.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Oh, welcome to Fatburger, you want to supersize it? Next record was actually not bad. It's actually not bad. Big Crit featuring ASAP Ferg, Lack Lack. So you got Big Crit, he's getting ginned up for the new album. And he's got, you know, several singles out there. He's doing a media push. I didn't think the record was a bad record. Produced by Crit. He usually does his own production. Classic Southern style, slowed down, but in the classic sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No snakes in the lab.
No, not really. No snakes in the lab. No rattlesnakes. But this is a key thing. ASAP Ferg, who, you know, is fresh off that Shabba shit, that whole shit. When you could see when you got a producer and you putting him in a different space, Ferg doesn't fuck the record up. I mean, he's not adding to it, but he doesn't fuck it up. And his flow is at least comprehensive. A little, you know what I'm saying? Not to the level of Crit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was rough for me, B. It was rough when you got to that part.
Ferg, to me, didn't mess it up. So the record is actually plausible. You could listen to the record. And it just goes... It goes to show you, like I've been saying, it's the sound of hip-hop. These niggas will adjust that ignorant shit.
Yeah, but I think some people going to disagree with you, though, B. Listen to that shit for yourself, yeah, man. You they probably did already,
like
but...
Like I said...
Ferg, I don't know, B.
It's just cuts that I listen to. Trust me, it's not in rotation. Not against Crit.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Because you switched over to that Egyptian Cotton.
Oh, and Egyptian Cotton is a whole... Crit is a whole different story. Right. He's wise beyond his years. You know, if I'm listening to anybody on a commercial label, Crit would be one of those guys.
Right.
So, you know, shout out to Crit. No doubt. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is an apology, actually, to you, my nigga.
Oh, shit. Me.
Yeah, I'm apologizing to E Color because, well, I was talking about Ebro Darden, and he was like, fuck that nigga. That nigga, he on some self-promotional bullshit or something you said along those lines.
I ain't scared.
Well, Rick Ross, French Montana, and more appear in the trailer for Hot 97's TV reality show on VH1. Ladies and gentlemen, all the major personalities, Cypher Sounds, program director Ebro Darden, Angie Martinez, and Funkmaster Flex have a reality show, and all this Ebro Darden, all that shit talking, all that rah-rah shit was just to pump his own name up. So when this TV show got released, E Color saw through it.
It is.
And there it is. Whoop. A fucking reality show.
Now the whole world can see what Ebro was all about.
Well, exactly. I mean, man. I admit it. I got caught up in a little bit of that Ebro rah-rah shit.
I think he had that folder.
Yeah, exactly.
That folder will not be revealed on that show.
Oh, no. Hell no. Hell no. You know what I mean?
That's a just in case, break in case of emergency type shit.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you something, yo. And VH1.
Come on, yo.
I'm going to tell you right now, VH1 is on some chilling circus shit, my nigga.
Yo.
They've been on there for a
while. Been on since Flavor of Love and probably
before
that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And they're continuing with this chilling circus shit, my nigga. You know.
There's a market for it. You know what we always say? There's a fucking market for it, though, B.
Ain't no question about it because apparently it brings ratings. So I'm going to piggyback part two of this same topic on the chitlin' circuit. They also have a reality TV show, not to mention that shit that I was talked about a long time ago, the white girl rapper shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit's on deck, along with this shit, Swab Stories. Not Sob Stories, Swab Stories.
Like Charles Schwab, the bankers in there?
Well, the project is this. It sets this entrepreneur by the name of Jared Rosenthal, owner of Who's Your Daddy, a mobile DNA testing service based in New York City. So he's going around the different neighborhoods. Look, I'm sure they're going to go to white neighborhoods to try to switch it up. But you know what this is a code for, my nigga. This is some dog whistle shit. Going around
Shorty
the different
low.
Hoods. Exactly.
I get it now. I get
right.
it now.
Going around the different hoods, checking niggas' DNA. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. Talking about he going to track down their heritage. Now, what he's doing is a bunch of Who's Your Daddy shit.
Get you on record.
You gotta have a chick in the trailer giving up DNA, that type of shit.
Hence the saying of swab.
Exactly. Swabs. Then they're gonna ride around the neighborhood. I'm trying to tell you how this shit might go down. They're gonna ride around the neighborhood. She's gonna point out 3 to a half dozen niggas that done ran up in it. That could be the daddy. And they're gonna try to convince them to give up some swab.
Associate producer, King Killer B.
I mean, there's no other way you can really run this down.
I can hear the theme song coming on in the beginning. Swab. Swab.
Oh,
swab. God. Swab.
Whoop. So, you know, VH1, and maybe I'm late because I really don't watch TV. I never watch Flavor of Love. I never watch any of that Basketball Wives. None of that, none of that coon shit.
I'm not into that bullshit.
Wasted brain cells, B.
Yo, what's that shit, your boy? Mind is a terrible thing to waste as shit. United Negro College Fund, my nigga.
Jeez.
So, no doubt, them niggas.
But there's a market for it.
There is. So, somebody was on Twitter and asked how I got my name.
That was Bulgari Black.
Bulgari Black. So, basically, that happened in the early 90s. I was in a group with a couple of friends of mine, BIU.
Yours truly?
E-Color, too. No doubt we were in a group, BIU. So anyway,
Shout out to Lenny.
Shout out to Lenny. Shout out to Sean Minneapolis. Stand up. No doubt. So anyway, so it's the early 90s. We riding around in the district. You know what I'm saying? That's back when Jeeps were not readily available like they are now. You know what I'm saying? And so we was stunting, if you want to call it that. We roll up on this girl and shit, and she's like, who's that nigga with the green eyes? Who's that nigga with the green eyes? My MC at the time looked over to me and just right off the top of his head and said, yo, that's my killer. And that's how I got it. Simple as that. No doubt. Very simple story. Nothing crazy.
Should we put out your government? No.
That's the picture you see on what you call it? What's the name of that site we on? Advertising shit.
Oh.
I can't remember off the top of my head, and I just went fucking blank.
I'm not even doing it.
I went straight blank just now.
So anyway, that's how I got my name. So
ain't nobody drinking tonight.
Ain't right. Nobody drinking. I just went up straight blank.
That's for tomorrow.
No doubt.
Oh, yes, sir.
Anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is
Stitcher, my nigga.
Stitcher.
That's the picture on Stitcher.
B-I-U.
B-I-U, the whole group.
That is it. Right. Yeah, no doubt. That's the group right there, B-I-U. No doubt. So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now you were saying something else that jumped off on Nas and Jay.
Again, corporate. Mr. Bulgari Black is trying to sneak in there again. Tried to slither in and talk about how the takeover was better than Ether.
So, hence the next topic.
You go right ahead, sir. I'm done.
Memphis Bleek discusses starting the Jay-Z and Nas battle. Jay-Z being the corporate rapper. So anyway, he was on Vlad TV and he said basically that he mistakenly took lines that Nas was saying in another record as a diss to him. Jay came up to him and was like, yo, Nas got some shit on a Clue tape and he's getting at you. So Bleek, who's, at that point in time, he's second in command. You know what I'm saying? He's a Spock. He's Riker. He's second in command. You know, puts out a song called Mind Right, going at Nas. I pulled up Mind Right instrumental. It's got Ja Rule on it as well. Mm. It wasn't worth it. I can tell you that right now. It certainly wasn't worth it because it wasn't good. Anyway, and then so Jay, repping his second in command, gets into the fray, and they're going back and forth. Now, I would like to kind of dead this topic because you got people who are fans of the corporate.
Whoop.
Period.
Bulgari, is that you, sir?
Just fans of the corporate. I see them. I hear them all the time. How come you dissing Jay? He's a businessman. Well, he is married to Beyonce. He's this. He's that. All of that is just wick, wick, whack.
Damn.
If you ask me, as far as I'm concerned, because he no longer really represents hip hop. But in that case,
what's your man got to do with me?
So all of that in case. So they did a survey. This is on a known dick ride blog. They did a survey, period, point blank, on a dick ride blog. What record was better? And the vote at the time that I copied and pasted this shit was Ether, 70% of the vote. The Takeover, 29% of the vote. Along with that, let me read you a direct quote from Memphis Bleek. If you think you're really going to get me to be like Nas killed my big homie, I don't give a fuck if he did. You ain't never going to hear that from my mouth, added Bleek. See, this is where we're at with this. This ain't even about facts. This ain't even about the better record. It's about how hard you going to rep for the person that you absolutely hold in the highest regard. Mm. And because Jay's business acumen, sports agent, all a lot of shit that ain't got nothing to do with hip-hop. He may have come from hip-hop, okay? Mm-hmm. But he has closed the door on that aspect of his life. You're admiring him for other areas.
Seems so.
So I like to close the book on that Nas, Jay, Ether, Takeover. I mean, you know.
I still say that the Ether track sucked.
It did.
But the Takeover track was out of control.
The Takeover musically was better.
The lyrics, they should if they'd have cut the music off, there's no fucking comparison.
Right, because Ether musically, you're right, wasn't good.
No.
But that's not what we were listening to those records for.
And that's why they still say you got Ethered. They don't say you got took over.
Nope.
Whoop.
Is that dead? I mean,
it'll never dead it. You can never dead that.
Yeah, it's never going to really dead it, but it's just like, you know, I'd like to dead it for our listeners anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing for you.
Indeed. You got any leftover Twitter action?
Yo, I guess, again, Bulgari is a Bulgari show. He and Miss Houston were just going at it today about this stuff. I'm just like, yo, I gotta work. I couldn't do it. I mean, pretty much, man, that's about it, though. I mean, you know, regular Twitter shit is easy to find, easy to see.
Yeah, no doubt. So before we get into albums of the week, your boy Color was chastising me for not being up on the latest joints.
Oh, yeah, you bugging B.
So, I mean, there's some joints that, first of all, that I didn't listen to. So I didn't listen to Asaha.
Right. So you got a little sample of that tonight,
though. I got a sample of it. Okay, it looks promising. I did not yet listen to the Knife Wonder joint.
He's bugging again.
But I'm not bugging because, see, I'm a type of person, when I listen to
hold
something.
Hold on, B. You bugging, B. He said he's not bugging.
I'm not bugging.
You bugging. You. See, here's what I told him. Here's what I said. I said, you know, Curtis puts these fucking albums out.
Right.
And then there's plus the other shit that, you know, we find on our own self.
No doubt.
And then, you know, you can't not listen to everything. You're right about that. But, like I said, you got to listen. Just go through the shit and then just go back on the best shit.
Just certain cats is going to knock everybody else off the playing field. And when Black Milk released his EP, which, of course, by the way, Record Store Day, should be a national holiday. Really, but that being the case, right, when Black Milk releases something, everybody else is getting cleared out. It's just certain acts like that, certain things. Back in the days, you know who it was? It was because my favorite group of all time, De La Soul, was
no
like
doubt.
That.
No doubt.
And then Gangstar was like that. Yeah. Everybody out, the deck got cleared.
Well, De La's working on a couple mixtapes coming up, too.
Ooh. So,
you're going to be clearing the deck.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's all I'm saying. Knife Wonder, no disrespect. Jamla. Exactly. Yeah. No disrespect. But Black Milk put the shit out, and the decks got cleared.
Well, I'll be listening to Black Milk tonight.
Ah, indeed. So,
all right.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Dag Savage, E and J, and Amari. This is Part Time. And our instrumental joint is Troglo, Lost Chords, Volume 2, Breakbeats and Poems.
Ah, indeed. No doubt.
As we gave a shout out to Stitcher with the picture up there for Brothers in Unity, we also, again, shout out to Audio Boo because we still feature it.
No doubt. On that banner.
It's a beautiful thing.
Indeed.
Still up there.
So we're going to give it to you short and sweet, but we gave it to you.
As
we're gone.
Take that. Take that. Peace.
One.
Whoop.
about to lose your license for this one. This shit is gonna make more niggas sink than a hill. Believe you me. Rappers just become what I've been since young. Up to all the MCs, I'm the last real one. I'm like the Alpha O, the Olivanovate, the elemental octagon, the horizontal figure eight, the infinite, like your Wi-Fi light. I be keeping shit connected, blessed Israel light. And my flow is real tight, what it is real life. Calibrated to creation, it's what Israel's like. My brother Ezra's L lights. The darkness for the artist who can't keep his real right. Can't confront his real light. This is what it feels like when it's busting out your system like it's liquor last night. Hanging over, get him sober, this this nigga's last fight. An understudy ass wipe, him and his buddies pass mics. Around in semicircles, trying to get it half right. The scepter in my hand might pass to someone if they come from where it's real life. Where this shit real still, I spit still ill. Cut it, paste it, SMS it, text a message, speak it and repeat it when we build. Tweet it, say it's real. Say it's real, say it's real. Say it's real. The last real one. Rappers just become what I've been since young. Rapper boy run when the black sun comes. All the MCs, I'm the last real one. All the MCs, I'm the last real one. Rappers just become what I've been since young. Rapper boy run when the black sun comes. All the MCs, I'm the last real one.
I'm like the architect's opus, the Mark V gold Nova suit over arc, the open-eyed lotus, the owners, the unsung son of torch blowers who teach us to hold it. The freeze frame moment, I circulate like a bootleg on tape. It's so perfect, the verbiage, tailor-made verses, trailer loads from days I was barely known. And now I got Mike Toe calling my phone to put the record out. I put the message on, press it up, put the pressure on, less is more. Truly yours, the art of war, plotting my return. Until then, I'll leave you what I got in reserve. Memorize me and sing along like a Biggie song. Hard sicker than your average, sitting on some bad shit. And I got them if you asking. It's automatic, systematic.
All the MCs, I'm the last real one. Rappers just become what I've been since young. Rapper boy run when the black sun comes. All the MCs, I'm the last real one. All the MCs, I'm the last real one. Rappers just become what I've been since young. Rapper boy run when the black sun comes. All the MCs, I'm the last real one. Real one, real one.
Tripping off this rap dream, trying to raise a little money, stack cream. In a world by this devilish is Dancy. So say my heart sell a cold like I'm Nat King. Another black teen, shorty belly grown, papa off the hook, mama barely home. In search for the love she was rarely shown, in search for the fun she has rarely known. So the street she roams, in and out of clubs, she want a happy home. Of this one, he wanna beat her down, she just wanna hug. Nobody ever listens to her, so she speaks the drugs. Now she sleeps with bums, feeding a crack pipe. On the ground, finding rocks with a flashlight. Fucking off her face in a glass. Don't hide behind the pain, baby, take off your mask.
But y'all don't wanna give in to my true love.
So you baby, say take off your mask.
You're fiend for the hurt, but all you need is my true love. True love. But you don't wanna give in to my true love.
Yeah. You don't want it.
For the hurt, but all you need is my true love. True love.
Yeah, meet Brad. Suit and tie executive, youth pastor, United Church Methodist, in the war room delivering all the messages. He's God's gift to the earth, he's like heaven sent. High intelligence to the smaller minds, specialized in directing white collar crimes. The main god in his life is the dollar signs. Build corporations in the hood just to swallow lies. They say economize, I say it ain't fair. It's death in the streets, they say they ain't there. Don't make enough for insurance or to take care. But by the look in his face, I knew he ain't care. They tell me say a prayer, but why he ain't listen? That's why I pray to God, never to religion. Burying his face in the cash. You can't hide behind the pain, homie, take off your mask. And
y'all don't wanna give in to my true love.
So baby, take off your mask.
You're fiend for the hurt, but all
all you need is my true love, but you don't wanna give in to my true love. You fiend for the hurt, but all you need is my true love,
man. How do you just say that? Corey, Mike, Nancy, Fred, trying to hold the soul for my peoples who fled. I used to have a heap of regret until I learned to accept it is what it is. Life's passed and passed by even faster. Last I even captured may not be the best glimpse, but hold on, it's so on and go on. You're so strong for so long. Life has gotta get a bit better. I etched the characters exiting my breath into the sky, so every time it rains, hope will land in your sight. And when it might give it fight, there's a considerable amount of light in my life, so give your eye to the night and see my peeps chilling with a moon, stay concealing the feeling of killing them. Instead I'm willing to deal with them, build with them, do what it takes to be a man. Only one step between who I was and who I am. To this day, man, I can't be led astray. Well I can, but fear is just a dreaded pace. I be trying to levitate over these instrumentals. No, holy shit, I'm just gifted with a pencil. Lonely with homie from homies who low-key to phone. You show me it's only a brokey. Throw me in, fully equipped, pull any trick, the devil's game. Latchkey child came to demonstrate his developed brain in the same game. The rain came in the same way. Rest in peace, words to live your life by. Spend every moment on that. Once in a lifetime, once in a nighttime. I was on some stupid shit, trying to rob myself of any future. How do you forgive yourself for some shit you hate? But that situation, make a dude go ape shit. It's easy to lose the patience. Not a new sensation, just to do the math on a view you have. Future facts, the bag is a trip when you look at it. Took it in, let it out, gotta edit the better letters of any vendetta that enter my center. Remove the V and the edda. What I'm left with is the end, and it don't justify the mean of demeaning, the meaning of meaning, the dream and a being a different dude. Stage two is hope, comes after pain, but before the rope moves and you ask to leave the ring. So do your thing, man. I be kissing head, stones crying till I head home. Silence is a dead poem. Why is it I'm headstrong? I don't know, I've led on more than I can lead in. Morris code pre-print, war is on the deep end. I tiptoe with 6 feet, pray that they don't flip me. But I'm slipping through the cracks now, using fear as fuel to write these raps now. You may have passed out, but you haven't passed on. Proof is word in the song, you were never gone.
I'm on my Diamond D shit, cause Stunts and Blunts was a fucking classic. Niggas hear my beats, so they asking, what's my price tag? Chill, I'm relaxing. I really do this on the low, but if you're nice with the flow, then I fucks with you, yo. It was so beautiful last year. Now it's time I resurrect my career. I'm still rocking backpacks, still making tracks, and old as hell, but still fat. With a P like extra large professor. Shout to Big Wince, we found forever. And D Divine Vandermeer, Spectacular Mind, and Shot Kemp on the fader. We the raiders of the lost mind. Digging up shit, bringing it back to revival. I'm suicidal when it comes to wax shit. That's why I do me and make joints to rock with. Niggas too worried about what's the hot shit. Fuck that, yo, I'm all about this. I'm still vinyl rich and still pulling chicks. Still rocking Beamers on new whips. I'm still vinyl rich, still pulling chicks. Still rocking Beamers on new whips. I'm still vinyl rich, still pulling chicks. Still rocking Beamers on new whips. I'm still vinyl bitch, I'm still pulling chicks, I'm still rocking Beamers, all new whips. Niggas getting mad, but I'm still broke. They see me in the videos and think that is dope. This is why hip hop to me is such a joke, cause the perception will give niggas hope. I really do this for the love, cause the dough ain't steady, better have that backup ready. I'm a part-time MC beat maker, I'm speaking real shit, fuck the haters and the fakers, frontin' like you major, working three jobs just to get the paper. Sounds like biz, yo, you caught the vapors.
Times I'm critical, although I kick the metaphysical. Sometimes my rhymes flow kinda political. All the real B-boys make noise, here comes the bomb, yo. Please stay calm, yo, see I'm no happy chappy, wind up and slap me one hit a critter. Each year I'm bigger, thicker, lyrics moving quicker. It's true, I got more styles to bear, so I put it together and come with an album every single year. Listen here, something new is going on, so of course Blastmaster says it faster in a song. As you notice, the Bush administration dealt with foreign affairs through the United Nations. In the UN, the Europeans have seniority, yet in the world of nations, whites are the minority. This doesn't balance out for no nation. Check it. The UN is like the world plantation. There's more dark-skinned force than white forces, but Europeans are raping their resources. To be more specific while I'm rhyming, resources mean oil, gold, minerals, diamonds, anything to make the European rich is a minority. They need this, but there's one glitch. They concentrated much on international, but not enough on the thinking of the national. So while the Bush administration was outside, yes, the Clinton administration will be inside. Anything that affects the way you think in music and television and writing will have to shrink. Cause if you start bugging within the nation, that messes up what goes on in other nations. Not only blacks, but whites are starting to see the hypocrisy, cause they're fed up with the economy. They're not uniting Europe for Europeans, they're uniting Europe to enslave the world of human beings. So rise up, there's little time to dance to the youth in Great Britain, US and France. Never forget, you might have to set it. Yo, things are getting hectic.
Yo, 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 Chris, man, I just found out your phone is tapped. These rappers, yo, they better wake up, you know what I'm
JS,
saying?
JS, go on,
they can't take it no more, niggas, it's teaching too much.
If I can make you think there's something wrong in my song, then my song is a threat to what's going on. We've had years of free debate, now they're gonna clean out rap in every single state. You'll see less and less on your television, and you'll see more and more violence and tongue kissing. Before I leave this point, I'll give you more. Explicit lyrics, thickness is supported by Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife, a White House resident, vice president to the president. I think you're getting it. Rap music has the most influence yet, you bet. So now it's a military threat. Anything that changes how you feel changes how you act. That's a threat, and that's rap. Racist mothers and fathers hate black, but their children be chilling with black, kicking at rap. More and more white kids feel what we feel. You'll see more white kids with a mic on the wheels of steel. And that ain't the global plan. I haven't even discussed Japan. Japanese youth love black youth. In Japan, there's no racist in the DJ booth, just truth, screaming from the microphone. So